our wind game. The trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour. And of course, let's say you're playing a roll of Hawaiian or maybe cold out. Those gusts may be just a little bit stronger. We're focusing on the PGA Show, the major in business, golf of business. We're going to get into it with Bob Butka, Mike Johnson, Claude Brousseau, Michael Patrick Shields joining the show, and Jim Nugent, the publisher of Global Golf Post. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
Really is Minnesota Civil Science. That award recognizes hard work and dedication to the process of innovation to inventors not yet on the market. Well, I have an update from them. Our hard work at the PJ Merchandise Show this year paid off. We received some big orders from a few distributors, and with great pleasure and excitement, we're happy to announce the campaign is now fully funded. This man has put 8 years of his life and everything he owns, including mortgage and his house, into creating this push cart and golf bag, all in one that folds up and goes on your golf cart. If you're traveling, so you've got your push cart, you don't need to always use it, it can go in the golf cart, you've got your bag on it, it goes right into the trunk of the car, it's deep, so your driver slides right inside. I'm just really excited for this man. I'm also excited because I heard that there's apparel, there's art, there's bags, there's balls, there's carts, clubhouse decor, fitness and health and gifts and golf equipment. And we're going to be talking with Mike, of course, over at Golf Digest. And Mike Johnson is one of the hot list team members about some of the hot stuff that came up. And one of the interesting new products at the show was Lynx Golf, and that's like a cat, a Lynx cat. Did you have a chance to talk with the president or one of the tell us about Lynx.
Lynx actually is a rather old company. I mean, in its heyday, Erin Nettles won the 1994 U.S. Open using the Lynx Club. Ben Tuffel won the 1992 Masters using Lynx. And they've come out with a really solid approach to drivers. It's pretty new. They've been working on it for 10 years. But you don't change the lefty, you throw that the horizontal, you simply remove the face, put your other face back on. I call them the plastic surgeons of golf clubs because they're the only club I saw where you get a new face very quickly. So you can go from a 8.5 to a 9.5 loss, a 2.5, whatever you want, by just changing the face. And locally, people and the big listeners of Sports Sport Radio, so that certainly didn't hurt. We had a lot of fun talking about our history with Sports Sport. And it's just a couple of people that are putting a lot of money into Lynx Golf. I think they got a winner. We'll have more information on those later. The other product that I saw, Secure, had your name on it. I was looking at the license plate and wanted to see it. They've come out with what looks exactly like a motorcycle, and your golf bag fits right on there. You basically almost are sitting on your golf bag, but it looks like a motorcycle. You can play 9 holes in 29 minutes. Boy, this is made for Daniel. A hair will be flying in the wind in between shots using spin. Is the name of the motorcycle. That is available for your golf bag. If you want to try something different, you certainly got to check that out. Of course, it's an electric motor, and it'll last 36 holes on one pair, so no problem. But just think, with your busy schedule, between the traffic you do on TV and the golf show, you don't have a lot of time. 29 holes, 29 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what our local pro shops would say if I came up with my little motorcycle radio. I think they'd look at me and go, Danielle, that's cart bag only, okay?
That's better with the tires, and it does worse damage than your standard golf cart. So they have that angle a little covered. But all in all, it's just a measure. You get exhausted, walking around, you're trying to see as much as you can, so that I'm, halfway knowledgeable when I come on your show. The only sad part of the show is that it's not open to the general public. There are no golf geeks and golf nuts everywhere. They would love to have an opportunity to walk up and down these aisles. It's strictly a business situation, and those nearly 50,000 corporate professionals, they're ground is represented, and this is a lot of fun. Tiring, but a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Indeed, I was looking at the Bushnell rangefinder for $550. Not really. I was just curious about it. I can't put out $550 for a rangefinder, but maybe you can, because this one measures the temperature and the altitude to produce an adjusted elements yardage. So not only does it tell you how far you've got to hit the ball, it gives you an adjustment depending on the conditions, like, let's say, humidity. And then there's another rangefinder, I think it's from VoiceCaddy. Not only does it, you know, show you how far you hit the ball, it tells you. It voice, it gives you, you know, it's like Siri. I'm not sure I want to really hear anybody else. But it also, with Doppler radar, measures carry, swing speed, ball speed, smash factor, launch angle, and the flight apex for you. A whole lot. Bob Bubcom, voice of golf for Doc Sport in the UK, and host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Thank you so much for being on the show. Always fun to talk with you, Bob.
Yeah, it was fun, and as a matter of fact, Bushnell, I was trying to convince me I'm one of those range finders, and I was all set. Then they said, it doesn't measure ground ball. I said, well, then it's no use to me. Be careful on that mountain.
Thank you. We will. We're going to come back after this and talk a little bit about some of the golf clubs. You know, we kept seeing all of these ads about speed, it seemed to be. In fact, TaylorMade didn't even go to the show. But Callaway really impressed. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. Awards Committee. And there is an amazing event coming up on February 9th that happens every year. And PGA professional Dean Wilson and DDG, both of whom are getting prestigious awards at this 2019 Hawaii Golf Ho'olauea Awards Ceremony February 9th at the Manoa Grand Ballroom. If you'd like tickets, you know David or Dean, and you'd like to celebrate them as they get honored, the number is 593-2230. It's just wonderful. Dean is going to become the 74th member of parts of all of the technology that's going into the new golf clubs. I don't know if we're still playing golf anymore. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike Johnson.
Well, I can tell you from my game, the clubs are great, but we're still definitely playing golf. We're not on autopilot yet.
Not yet, but I won't be surprised. The way they come to us in the ads is like, this club is going to make your ball go straight. Like, I have nothing to do with it anymore. You know, with this club, you will have the perfect drive. So 222 candidates for the 2019 Golf Digest Hot List. 129 made the Golf Digest Hot List cut. And out of those 129, did all of them get an award?
So in our process, basically, it is we consider the full universe of golf equipment and try to narrow that down as best we can. The clubs that we feel, would fit somebody's game. Some are gold medal winners, some are silver medal winners. And I think an important distinction is it doesn't necessarily mean a silver medal winner is less of a golf club, but it might mean that it fits fewer people, that it's more targeted to, say, a really good player or maybe a less skilled player, or it has fewer loft options than would usually be desirable, or something like that. It doesn't necessarily mean, though, from a performance standpoint, that it's lacking behind the gold medal winners at all.
Got it. And you have lots of different categories. So you have the player category, you have the game improvement category. So you look at all these different things based on what a golfer can do and how these clubs can help their game.
Without question. I mean, we especially in irons, we segmented it into four separate categories that describe four very distinct player types. And within those categories, we try to give the reader an idea of exactly who that club is for, what it can do for you, what it looks like, what it feels like. So there may be 12 or 13 clubs on the hot list in a given category. But if you read carefully through it and you know your own game, you'll probably be able to whittle it down to three, four, or five. And you say, yeah, these are ones I'd like to go try, and I'll probably find something that works for me.
Absolutely. And the hot list actually comes out, is it the 29th of January?
Well, we did a little bit of a tease in Golf Digest 6 this past week at the PGA Show. Give people a sense of at least who the medal winners were. But yeah, this coming week, it'll be full bore out on our website. It's in the March issue of Golf Digest, which hits the newsstands usually the first week of February. And it is unbelievable the response we get to it. I mean, I think some people familiar with the story of Valentino Dixon that the Golf Digest did, where we actually helped free a man from prison. It was a huge story, and it's the second most read thing in the history of GolfDigest.com, except for the hot list.
Let's go down real quick on the drivers, and I'm going to ask you a question about TaylorMade and not being at the PGA Show, and I really want to dig into Callaway. And this is the gold, the winners, just the drivers for now, Callaway Epic / Sub-Zero, Code Red Team F9 Speedback, Mizuno ST190G, Ping G410 Plus SFT, the TXT0811X, 0811X M10-2, Vixon Z785, TaylorMade M5, M5 Tour, and TaylorMade M6, M6 B-Type, and the Titleist TS2 and TS3. Now, if you hear all those names, folks, I mean, if you're not keeping up with all of this, the technology in the names, you can tell it's like we're coming out with new kinds of race cars.
Yeah, it really is. And I would look over the silver medal winners, which are the Bridgestone, Tour Edge, and Wilson drivers as well. But I think one thing that, if you look real carefully in what you just described, is so many of these companies not only have one option, they have two or three. trying to do is tailor drivers for your game. The D-Type, for instance, in the TaylorMade M6 is designed to help fight and draw. You know, SFC version of the Ping, similar. When Ping used to have an LSP version, it was a low spin option. So these companies realize that not one driver necessarily fits all. It's why we have adjustability. It's why we have different models, because everyone's swing is unique to themselves, and they have different needs.
Exactly. On the question that I had stood out so much, I saw the big Titleist banner. I saw the big Callaway banner. TaylorMade just have such a presence at the PGA Merchandise Show. Why did they choose not to go?
Well, we actually did an interview my co-worker, Mike Sechura, who I've partnered with in equipment crime for close to 20 years. He did a very lengthy interview with David Ablies, the CEO of TaylorMade, on that and other topics as well. And I think TaylorMade for this year had a shift in their strategy. They feel that marketing products isn't just a two-day-a-year thing in Orlando. That it's the other 363 days matter just as much. And they're trying to, you know, work that marketing dollars out. I mean, for a big company, it is a massive expense if you think about it, not just the size of the booth and all that goes with that and the transporting the materials, but you bring in all your sales force, all your executives, all your R&D people. You know, it's like $1 million expense for some of these big companies. And for it to dedicate those kind of resources for a two-day event, they just felt this year, given what the direction they were taking with their business, it just wasn't a good time to do it. They made very clear they liked the show, they support the show, they missed being at the show. But it was strictly a business decision on their part.
This is Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest, Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member, and the full Hot List is coming out on January 29th. You'll find it at, will it be on golfdigest.com?
Yes, it will.
Excellent. So I was fascinated because I guess, you know, the focus was then on Callaway. And I really was fascinated by what they've done with the Epic Flash. Sammy Shoffley used it at Kapalua. And using this artificial intelligence to design new driver faces, putting all of these simulations of club and ball collisions into a supercomputer and coming up with 1,500 iterations and on different designs. I was listening to Dr. Alan Ocknell on Golf Channel talking with Gary Williams, and they came up with a design they wouldn't have come up without that guy, without it. Something they'd never dreamed of.
Yeah, it's really incredible what they've done, and I'll give them as an overview. I think this is the best year to buy a driver in decades, because it's not just what Callaway's doing, what TaylorMade's doing, but right down the line, everyone's doing things that are significant and helpful. But what Callaway's doing in the area of artificial intelligence is it's game-changing. It wasn't 1,500 iterations that the supercomputer spit out. It was 15,000. Or put another way, as Alan Hoffman was telling us, if you tried to do this on your own laptop, it would basically take 34 years. So the use of supercomputers and artificial intelligence, it's kind of like IBM Watson meets golf. And the result was a face with variable thickness on the inside that you can't see unless you held the face in your hand. But it kind of looks like ski moguls. Kind of this ripple, wavy, ski mogul-like effect. And what they're doing is they're thickening the face in areas where it needs to be thick, and they're thinning the face in areas where it needs to be thinned to optimize ball speed. But it's really something that the human mind just wouldn't be able to even wrap their head around, let alone execute.
Yeah, we've had chicken center thin on the out, and the idea of putting ripples on the face of a driver that's supposed to come in contact with a ball.
Well, the ripples are on the inside, so they're not where it's contacting the ball. And what it's doing is making the thickness of the face in various areas optimized for where you contact the ball. So there are areas of the face that need to be thick, areas that need to be thin to optimize performance, not only in terms of speed, but spin rate and launch angle. And the artificial intelligence has basically been able to tell them exactly where to put that.
My goodness. They did that with the fairway clubs as well. They did the same kind of artificial AI work with designing the fairway clubs too?
It was a derivative of it. It wasn't, and what they basically did was took what they learned from the driver and trickled it down. So they didn't do all the machinations on the supercomputer with it, but they applied the same logic.
Interesting. There's something else that just struck me on the Apex irons, the Forged Player irons. He was talking about urethane microspheres. Can you explain?
Yeah, in layman's terms, a lot of irons use a urethane inside a hollow head. And what that's designed to do is make it feel really good. If you have a hollow head and a very thin face, sometimes it can feel harsh or it can feel a little bit clanky or tinny or whatever. And the feel and sound isn't very good, and nobody wants that as iron. When you put urethane in, though, pure urethane in, sometimes in getting that cushy, nice, soft feeling, you lose some ball speed because that material doesn't flex very well. So the microspheres in the urethane are, in effect, millions of tiny air bubbles, which allows the urethane to flex when it's compressed at impact, so you get the ball speed that you expect with the cushy feel that you want.
Wow. that sounds like something. Even someone who's not, I think this is Apex Irons designed for players with a 6-15 handicap, something like that. What would happen if somebody with a 24 played with an Apex Iron?
Well, I think they're kidding themselves. I mean, the Apex is a great club, but it's a club designed really for middle to better handicappers, and it's one of the reasons we have a Super Game Improvement Iron category, for those players who are somewhat less skilled, who need a little more help getting the ball in the air, who need a little more help generating speed with their swings. So for them, instead of an Apex, they should be looking at a Callaway Big Bertha or a Cleveland Launcher HD or a Cobra F-Max or a TaylorMade MCGB. I mean, these are all irons designed specifically to help that kind of player play better golf, enjoy the game more, and, at that higher handicap level, yes, some people want to score better. We all want to score better. But their enjoyment comes more from the frequency of hitting a good shot. And those types of clubs will help you hit a good shot more often if you're, say, a 24 handicapper.
On the 2019 Hot List Game Improvement Irons list, in gold, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because I always get it wrong. Is it the first time XXIOX made the list?
Zexio.
Zexio.
Say it with me, Zexio.
Zexio. Well, is it the first time?
No, Zexio has made the list in the past, but it's a really good iron. They're part of the whole Cleveland Strixon Zexio family. And Zexio is a major brand over in the Asian market. Very well known for having springy faces, lightweight shafts, really geared kind of toward that swing speed deficient player, someone who needs to generate speed to get distance with their swing. And a lot of what they do is aim solely at that, in addition to providing, a very sharp-looking, almost jewelry-like head design. So that would be another. another brand as well. If someone is having trouble launching the ball or generating the distance they want because maybe they don't swing very quickly, Zexio would, without question, be an iron to look at.
Is Ernie Els using that?
He is not using that specific iron. They make some irons for better flyers as well, and Els is using that version. But the fact that he is bringing some brand awareness to them in the state, that's a nice step for that company.
Yeah, it sure is. And he's doing so well with Desert Classic. It's really cool to see him on top. Speaking of improving your game, getting improvement balls, I just thought this was interesting. They brought out a soccer ball, design. And now there's they have over at Callaway this golf ball that has three lines, a center line and one on each side. And it's supposed to, again, it seems like you're using AI to design how the eye aligns with the ball and the club to get a better strike.
Well, they're not using AI in that regard, but what they have used is consulting with ophthalmologists and people like that to help come up with an alignment system where you're going to be better off. I mean, how many people that you play with you see draw a line on a ball? Well, I see a lot of people do it or use the side stance to line it up. But I think if you think about mallet putters, for example, most of them don't just have one line. A lot of them have multiple lines, and a lot of them are at a certain width. And so what Callaway did in this instance is they have three lines, and I was actually at their plant a couple weeks ago and saw the process firsthand, and it is not easy to put three straight lines on a spherical object. Very difficult to do. But they were able to accomplish it, and in consultation with some of their players and focus groups, what they found was some players were like, well, I don't like that. I don't want to see those three lines. So those lines, if you notice, only go 160 degrees. The other 200 degrees of a circle is blank. So if you want to use the lines to line up your putt, you can do it. And if you don't want to use the lines, you can just turn the ball over and you don't have to look at it.
That's great. Great. Okay. I don't know what the wedge is. What the list looks like for wedges, but there's the Cobra New King MIM wedge, M-I-M wedge, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And completely machine-made. What does this mean?
Yeah. So MIM stands for metal injected molding, and basically what it is it's a manufacturing process that ensures every club head is identical. As much as humanly possible. All manufacturing has tolerances to some degree, and essentially in wedges, too, when you're dealing with polishing and things of that nature, a grind may be a little bit off or a groove, maybe just a hair off. It's just the nature of manufacturing. What MIM does, it allows you to reduce those tolerances to near zero. So you're getting the same groove pattern every time. You're getting the same head shape every time. You're getting the same sole grind every time. And it's not inexpensive to do it. It's a very massive undertaking on their end. And kudos to them. I think trying to think outside the box and get better is something that should always be applied.
This is awesome. Mike Johnson, we're going to have to, when the hot list comes out, figure out a date later on in this late winter, early spring, to talk some more about different clubs. I don't want everything to be about one product. It's just that's all the time I have time to research on. Mike Johnson is, with, of course, Golf Digest, senior equipment editor and hot list team member. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's so enlightening.
Anytime, Danielle. Look forward to speaking again.
Excellent. Thank you. There was an entire teaching summit at this PGA merchandise show. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, a PGA Master brother, was there. And we're going to talk with him about the summit. And there's no way we could go through all of the people who were there because it was an amazing gathering of some of the brightest teachers in the world. We'll be back right after this. My name 641-7440 across the way. We just don't. Only the best.
The other listener around the world, when you are on a golf course, you know, it's a game, it's it's a hobby. Of course, you want to play better. But it takes the time to be grateful for this great game. And so instead of, you know, you need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. So what I mean by that, you know, we all have those little nagging voices, and most of the time those voices have, I will say, not really a form and message for us in the head. So instead of listening to yourself, take control over those thoughts when you're on the first day or you have a demanding or a challenging shot to do. And one that I really liked was also, love is the best antidote for fear. So what we mean by that is, if you have a challenging moment, you feel nervous, you need to love that moment, embrace it, and be in control of this moment. And if it's you're nervous, then it's because there is a big thing that will happen to you, and you can steer it on the bright side of it. And the other one is, I like this 4 C's. That's more for us, the teacher, the coach on there. It's communicate, connect, commit, and care about the people who trust you with to come and suggestion from you or call you for advice. So it was a fantastic week. The best way I think I can resume it is think about it, is that you would have a huge boost of multivitamins and steroids at the same time when you're in front of those people. It was very, very rewarding, and at the same time, is now I got so much that I can share with your listener and people here in Hawaii, and it's great to be part of best in the industry.
Yes, and I was just looking at your notes about Brent Jackson and his advice from Ben Crenshaw. That just struck me. Can you tell us what he said?
Yes. It was so interesting, you know, when people just a little apart, to get to what he said, but he put a slide up. He's a little guest for your listener there, and you, Daniel. How many teachers do you think got back, and did you work with when and how lesson was? The number is 884 12. He took lessons from 84 goals, so even the best are trying to improve. So you need to look around, find somebody that you click with. But to go back to when you had the advice from Ben Crenshaw, and they were on the green, and then he asked Mr. Crenshaw, what's going on with your putting? Oh, you say, you know, Brad, I'm not putting very well this time, so here's what I'm training on. Taking the hit out of it. So I want to swing through and hitting at the ball. So that's a good advice for everybody. And Crenshaw was a good putter.
I think that goes for just about all of the clubs, because if you swing through, you take the tension out of your body instead of trying to hit something and kind of contact with it. Naturally, you want that swing speed to be up and you want that ball to fly, but when you're swinging through it, it's going to happen, even if you don't think you're hitting something. And a lot of us get really tied up in the idea of, oh, there's that white ball, I'm going to hit it. And you lose, I would think, your fluidity in that mindset.
You're absolutely correct, Daniel. If you try to hit at something, it slows down your swing. In fact, if you talk about long swing here, even wedges or even more so in putting. So another sentence I heard, if you get only one golden nugget from those 40 plus people I see this week, you're better off. But one of them was, speed happens. You know, so what it means by that is exactly if your focus is speeding up the club instead of hitting at the ball, the speed will happen. One interesting thing that that Brad Paxton said as well. He was talking with a, and he's working with Rory at this time, and then transferring, like he has Rory, what are you doing so well to drive the ball? So you're one of the longest and the more accurate on the tour. So Rory answered, oh, when I'm driving, I'm not thinking about anything. So Brad just said, let's try to, with something down that line, just transfer that to your putting. Because right now you're over the ball, you're thinking so much, and guess what? When you're over the ball and you think that you won't find the solution, you're not over the ball to find a solution. It's over the ball to make a swing and with a clear intention, which is an attention or your intention of rolling that ball in the hole. And we can see that he's going to have more success because he's thinking less over the ball.
That's beautiful. I mean, I tend to get tightened up and cheerful almost when I'm overreading a putt. It's like I look at it and I get a sense of it, but then when I think, well, I second guess myself, and I freeze, you know, and then you get tight, and every time you tighten up your muscles, all kinds of stuff goes wrong. Dr. Ara Sapayo was there, and it's great to see some of the things he's talking about. You know, if you're wondering why you're not having a good day on the course, maybe you didn't get a good night's sleep. And how about breathing? Breathing is always good, folks. Always take a breath. You don't realize how often we don't breathe. James Seekman, PGA National Chief Engineer, was also there. I got to watch him teach in San Diego, and he stands back so much. It was more coaching than teaching. Tell us a little bit about what Mr. Seekman said.
Yes, what is interesting, we can see there's a lot more coaching than teaching going on at the level right now in the golf construction, because coaching is helping people to realize the potential and own their own swing. So James said, you know, as a coach, again, that is his teaching summit is for coaching and teaching professionals. They will probably open it in 2 years from the public. That's something they were talking about. I think that would be a great idea. But then James was talking about just make sure that you use the 180 rules, meaning as a coach, just go with the beginning at least a priority on the 20% that will give you 80% more results with the players that you're coaching. Meaning see what is the biggest thing they have a problem with, and then get a game plan with them. And good sentence that I heard as well is, it's not what you say to the player that matters, it's what they hear and understand. So that's important. One thing I would like to add if you let me then make this is I spent some time also with Jerry Haas. He's from the Haas family. He's the coach at the Wake Forest. And I think that could be very help people here in Hawaii to live the dream like that. Kenzo Takushima, he was on Hawaii. And now he is on the golf team at Wake Forest where Arnold Palmer was. And you know, if you get your dream clear, and then you it's possible. I mean, I was fortunate enough to go and install me in 2015 and help him with part of his game show, game cutting mainly, had a pitching coach. And now he's the captain of the team at Wake Forest. So dream big, work hard at it, and to come back to Brad Paxton, if you want to say, if you want to kick me off, just tell me that I'm a great cutter because I have talent. He says, I have talent. However, the most important thing is I work hard and smart at it, and then you will realize your full potential if you have a good team. They will all of them stress out that you need a team because if your aspiration is going in college or competing at a high level, everybody has a team either for your nutrition your physical activities, your coaching, how to, you know, technical, short game, like planning, to manage a human being that is playing golf. So it's possible. That's what I want to say. And we have the resources here directly in Hawaii before, after, just prepare you to go to the mainland and get in school. And the idea with golf is creating better person in the society today.
So, EJ Meister, Golf Channel lead coach, is also the author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Exactly what you're talking about. Knowing that it's inside you, it's just unlocking the secrets of the proficient short game that you can have and realizing your golfing potential. And you can find code on your website.
Yeah, my website is MauiSchoolOfGolf.com.
MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. Can we reach you there?
Absolutely. You can reach me on my website. You have my electronic calendar. You can book lessons directly there. Or you can also always call me. My number is 808-870-1422. And when I go to these summits and I'm keeping in touch with the best in the profession, I really want to elevate my craft to serve your listener and the people of Hawaii better. Because that's what golf is about. PGA, that's another nugget there. PGA is passion given away. PGA members, we are the standard in the coaching and teaching, and then we are all passionate about helping people to have more fun and play better golf. This is the best thing ever.
Thank you so much. You can always find Claude Russo at the Maui School of Golf on a complete course on Maui. And he's on Oahu this coming February 9th, Saturday, he's here, from 8 until 5. He's got a time at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, plus at 2 and 3 in the afternoon. You can book at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com or call him at 808-870-1422. Thanks so much for being on the show and bringing us the Teaching Summit from the PGA Show. Aloha, Claude.
Aloha. Thank you so very much, Danielle.
We're going to go to Hilton Head, Michael Patrick Shields. He's with, well, he's at his own show, Canon Stations, Kerry, Michigan's Big Show. And Michael Patrick Shields is the host. But he's also a writer for Travel Templar, TravelTempler.com. After this, my name is Daniel Zucker. This is the Golf Club. In the military, we appreciate Association of Broadcasters Best Network Radio Personality. He's an author. He collaborated and authored with Ben Wright, Arthur Hills, Larry King, Donald Trump, and George H.W. Bush. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Sometimes I feel a little sorry for that voice that introduced you at the beginning of a segment because you sound so frustrated that you never get to hit a really good shot. Just one time could you hear him say, I have a little one with that tonight.
I'm going to talk to Kevin about that. I'm going to ask him to do something really positive. Like, I made a hole in one. You can too.
I'm sure I'll miss that show. We can all relate to what I'm going through. People hit wedges like they do on a tour. Guys who hit wedges. Phil Mickelson, I'll put that he just did not to play at Torrey Pines. Gone home sound this week. And I guess from what I hear, the reason is the changes they've made to the golf course because it's one of the most difficult courses to play all year. And if he's not feeling up to it, let's take him on the street.
He's not going to play. He doesn't like the rough. He doesn't want to have to get out of the rough. And, I mean, the PM wedge from Callaway that he made with the ultimate wedge maker himself, you'd think that it wouldn't bother him, but when you look at it, it's like, I don't know how they get in and get that. It's really, really thick. It's really, really hard. Hardest fairways to hit on the tour, or at least in the top four ranking. So, I was disappointed. I thought, wow, Phil, but he's gotten to that point where he just says, I know my game. I know where my strengths are. I know what age I am, and I'm not going to hurt myself.
I talked to the tournament because you mentioned that I was at Phil's. And I am ahead a little bit on the PGA Tour schedule, but I mentioned to the tournament director there at the Heritage Classic, Steve Wilmot, that Phil wasn't playing. And, the conventional wisdom is he likes to send a signal, Phil, in his own certain way. So maybe he'll be back next year. But he let them know this year he doesn't like the rough and he doesn't like the design. And I said to Steve, how do you go about recruiting players to come to your tournament? You want a Phil Mickelson and you want Tiger Woods and et cetera. And he said, here in Harbor Town, you don't have to recruit anybody to come to play in this event. And there were a number of reasons for that. One is it's an invitational. And for those who don't know, not all the PGA Tour events are created equally. There are some that are invitational only. There are some that are wide open. And obviously, majors, you have to qualify to be in. But nevertheless, one of the reasons he doesn't have to recruit anybody is that Augusta National is right up the road, about 3 hours away. So what happens is these players that don't make the cut in Augusta, for instance, they ride on down to Hilton, 3 hours away, put the chill for a little while and decompress, and then have a nice tournament there in a couple thing. And their families love it too. Because for instance, I stayed at the Palmetto Dunes Ocean Cup Resort, where Harbor Town is at Sea Pines. And you get a condo with 3 or 4 bedrooms, you get bicycles, you get the beach, you get the pool, you get the tennis, you can play golf there, golf courses. And it's very lush and very green and full of shade. And so after the fresh of the Dustin National and the Master Service, people like to come to Hilton Head, and even if they make the cut in Augusta for the most part, and come down and play that event, which has its own history too. But in a much more relaxed fashion where the family is very, very, very comfortable.
And I was looking at it, the Palmetto Dunes Oceanfront Resort. It's so comfortable, and it's, I have to mention this, it's fishing. There's so many people who love it. I grew up watching. Every time we have the Sony Open, he's right there on the reef, and he's fishing. So fishing is big.
There's alligators too, which you have to be mindful of. They have an Arthur Hills course, and they have a George Fazio course, and a Robert Trent Jones Jr. course. But literally, just anecdotally, my boss was right next to the back leg of an alligator that was sunning itself on the side of the bank, and I got as close as I could in the cart, mind you, to take a picture. But that was a big one. He was probably 8 feet, I would say. And those of you who follow the news, that Hilton had last. I think it was September. There was a woman who lost her life to a gator because she was trying. trying to save her dog. A little too close to the pond, and so they do remind people to be careful. Also in this area, too, they have a preponderance of great white sharks that are and though they don't usually come in near to the beach, it has been rather remarkable. So they catch them. Last week, there was a guy caught 13 of them in 7 hours.
13 great white sharks in 7 hours?
Yeah, and he tagged them all, and he got them down. And then they have an app where you can watch where these sharks go as they travel through and how they go down to South America or across the Atlantic, Ireland. And so it's a real interesting spot here for fishing and aquatics and nature, but the cuisine, too. When you go around the United States, we're back to these different places, Hawaiian cuisine, obviously very good. That's low country here. And you come here, the shrimp and grits and sea crab soup. And that's part of the fun. Millions of restaurants here, they're all really good. No speed lights. And all the signage is muted brown and colors. So when you go down the road and you see the sign for the Hampton Inn or the Palmetto Dunes Resort for that matter, or the Dairy Queen, it's not a bunch of colorful junk like it is at Augusta. It's all one color, all very subtle, all very natural, and no buildings any more than 4 stories tall. That's true.
I believe you 100%. And if only Washington Road looked like that, because that's what I'm laughing at. That is the most eye-displeasing stretch of roadway anywhere in the United States of America. And you picture Washington Road, you're like, where is the Masters being played? Here, that was my reaction the first time. There was just amazing. And then, of course, you go to Augusta National and you're in the midst of all this beauty, but then you got to go back out to your hotel. And no wonder people rent homes.
Well, that's the nice thing here. The 3 and 4 bedroom condos right on the golf course, right, wherever you want, right on the pool, right at the tennis court, whatever suits you. And the other thing is, they have these rivers of dreams that go all through this giant property. And the boats are electric only. So if people own these little, like, ferry boat-looking things, then they tool around up and down and back and forth, and it doesn't make a sound. Very, very pleasant.
Can you kayak along those waterways?
You cannot because of the alligators.
Oh, right. Those creatures again.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting about them. We don't have any of those. We do have our very own great white. Big Blue, I think is her name. She came by because there was a whale that its body was still floating around, and so we had all these creatures. And she's huge. And just people were diving and taking pictures. She has her own Twitter handle, Twitter page. It's really amazing.
I saw the pictures of that. That was astonishing.
Astonishing, yes. And then she was so fat from eating or pregnant, right? We couldn't tell. But you don't ask a woman, right?
Holy cow, that's not because the food was magnificent. I do believe there are areas you can come back where they have salt water, where the alligators, and where they don't go, some of the water in there is salt and some of it is fresh. And so I think they've met on it eventually. There are some issues.
I was looking at the website, and it looks absolutely lovely, because on the one side you've got the beach, but it's a very leafy area, so you have this sense of calm and a respite, and then there's the golf course, and I love Hilton Head, I love the lighthouse, I just, the whole place makes you just want to stay there for a long, long time, with the Robert Trent Jones course there, and he said, what are the other two?
There's an Arthur Hills course and a George Fazio, and you're right. It's like a bird sanctuary, too, as you go through, because there's so many trees. Everything is shady, and they have that tennis with the sort of hanging Spanish moss. It's so indicative of being in the southeast part of the United States of America. It's a place with a real place.
Yeah, exactly. So, from what I recall, you are on a mission to go places, because next week we're going to be talking with you about the it's not the Super Bowl already. Are you off to spring out? No.
It is. I'm headed to Atlanta for Super Bowl week, and I'll be at Reynolds Lake Oconee, which is very close to Atlanta. It used to be known as Reynolds Plantation. and it's right between Augusta and Atlanta, and a lot of the Augusta National Caddy who's in off season will work there at Reynolds Lake Academy, but it's Super Bowl week in Atlanta, so it's going to be very exciting, and I will be there later today, in fact.
And then you're off to spring training?
After that, yeah. We'll stop down to the Lakeland, Orlando, Sarasota area, and we'll catch some spring training baseball and golf. Because they know those place baseball players love to play golf.
And so they get around there.
He played there both, yeah.
Yeah, the Diamond Resorts, LPGA, the tournament champion, certainly brought it all together, the golf and the, he does everything. Baseball doesn't matter. What sport? It seems they just love it, and it was great to see. And Michael Patrick Shields, traveltattler.com is where you can find his reviews, his insights. Michael Patrick, how do you have time to do a radio show?
Luckily, it's very early in the morning, so I get that done before I go investigate the rest of the world. And it's a morning drive show from 6 till 9 a.m. And then the rest of the time I spend living and learning and experiencing and loving it all.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to talk to you next weekend. Thank you, Michael Patrick.
This is from the Super Bowl. Mahalo.
Mahalo. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about Global Golf Post. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Less really premium quality golf journalism than there was a decade ago. And there's also been a rise, unfortunately, of poor golf journalism designed to gain clicks and to get attention in the social world. And we thought that that there's a universe, a segment of the population out there that still values premium quality golf journalism and would be willing to pay for it. And so just about 3 weeks ago, we launched Global Golf Pulse Plus, probably to be shortened to GGP Plus in the not-too-distant future. And what your listeners will find there is original, premium-quality golf journalism that you can't find anywhere else in an advertising-free environment. And 3 weeks in, we're very, very encouraged by the response of the golf industry, but more importantly by the golfers who have subscribed to it already.
Yeah, I found myself reading, I didn't even realize I was reading an article, and I'm reading along, and I'm reading, and I scroll down, and then I say, oh, get more on Global Golf Post Plus, or GGP Plus. What's that? I'm so glad you're telling us about this, because it is important. We used to have some publications that gave us that in-depth kind of reporting, and it went beyond just the tournament and the players. It took you into the place that they were playing and things that were going on the course, outside the course, the feel of the city, the feel of the whole experience of being at the tournament. And that takes expert writing and getting into it, and controversy needs to be fleshed out so we don't hear little snippets. It's like looking at a television set, you just see that one picture. But maybe that's the only place where anything's happening. And it looks like it's a crazy crowd of people and everything's nuts. But if I just panned right or panned left or tilted down, there would be nothing at all going on around it. And that's the problem that we have today with the way television and social media, 140-some-odd characters, maybe it's a little bit longer now on Twitter, but you just write this little bit of it, and that's all. And that's what people are, oh, that's the truth. Well, no, that's just a part, maybe, of the whole. And so I really, 10 years ago, you and I spent many of Saturdays, Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of the Global Golf Post, talking about Global Golf Post and doing all digital publication and subscribe for free. Do you remember?
I do. I remember that very well, and you were very kind to have me back, or to have me on, because back then when we launched, it wasn't obvious that we were going to be successful. It wasn't obvious that the business was going to survive. But in fact, over the last decade, we've become a very respected and admired part of the golf media landscape. We continue to publish the digital magazine on Monday. It continues to be free, continues to be supported by advertising. But the GGP Plus is a different business model. We ask golfers to pay $7 a month or to pay $60 a year up front. And I think it's a pretty good bargain because the quality of journalism that we've delivered just this in this first 3 weeks is really, really impressive, and I think your listeners would love it.
Some of the writers that you have on GGP Plus.
Well, I'm terribly fortunate to be associated with many of the best writers in the game today. Ron Green is a superlative golf writer covering the PGA Tour. I've got Ron Syrak and Steve Eubanks covering the LPGA around the world. Lynn Mayer, who you've had on our show, calls in or calls or sends her stuff in from Scotland. John Hopkins works for us over in the UK. John Steinbeer is a major contributor to what we do. And so it's a brilliant group of journalists that I'm terribly honored to be associated with at Global Golf Post.
I love the work of all of these writers. John Hopkins is fun to talk with. He's very, very straightforward. He's, some people might call him blunt and too honest.
He can be that, but, when you've been around as long as he has and when you've seen all that he's seen, you're entitled to an informed opinion, to be sure.
Exactly, exactly. And to be able to read from people who have known and seen as much as they've experienced in life and bring that to the pages is awesome. Now, how do we get GGP Plus?
You can go to our website, globalgolfpost.com, be able to subscribe to the free Monday edition, but you'll also be able to subscribe to our new GGP Plus platform as well.
Fantastic. So just go to globalgolfcourse.com, like you would if you subscribe for the free, and you'll see where you can get the GGP Plus, where there's no ads, no advertising. I'm assuming there's no pop-ups, there's no, it's not going to show you the shoes you bought yesterday up on the website.
No clickbait, no videos, no cat stories, no wives and girlfriends. A brilliant user experience with great, great golf writing.
That's fantastic. I do need to ask you a couple of things about your impressions of what's going on in the golf world. Do you have the time? Do you have a minute?
I sure do. I'm thrilled to spend time with you. Thank you.
I'm fascinated to watch the escalation of Bryson DeChambeau's, he's like a sponge. A kids are. He's not a kid anymore. But usually it takes a little bit longer for a player. And I saw him a couple of years back at the Sony. I said this before on the show, and he just jumped right in, and he did the Pro Junior Challenge at Sony with the kids. Somebody didn't show up. He was a very likable young man. He didn't weigh half what he weighs now. He wasn't, he was still a young man. And now he's winning. Amazing. And he's at the Desert Classic in Dubai. And he leads by one stroke over China's Hou Dongyi. And he's three strokes over Matt Wallace. And Ernie Els, he's not a great leaderboard. Amazing.
It's a great leaderboard, and I think your point's well taken. It's about time that we quit talking about Bryson DeChambeau as being different, as being odd, as being kind of out there, and recognize him as one of the really talented young men playing the game. And what he's demonstrating this week is that he wants and expects to play at a high level on a global basis. So he's a delightful young man to spend time with. He is different than most of the guys that you talk to out there, but he's different in a refreshing, thoughtful way, and there's a lot to like there, especially about his golf game.
When I talk about the leaderboard, too, I'm looking at USA, China, Scotland, and South Africa, and then we're going to go to Diamond Resorts, TRC, okay? Yumi G won the tournament, a 2 over Miriam Lee, 3 over Nelly Korda, 4 over Amoria Jutaigarn. The next tournament is the Big Open in Australia. Do you remember 15, 20 years ago when we were talking about the globalization of the game, that it was going to go global? It's right in our face. There is no, this is the USA dominating sport any longer.
It was a very conscious decision on our part 10 years ago to include the word global in our name, Global Golf Course, because it was certainly moving in that direction. And I think it's accelerated over the last 5 or so years. All those countries, all those young players that you named, and still you've got some of the guys that are tried and true from South Africa, Ernie Els, mm-hmm. playing at a high level. So there's no question that the game has become global, and I think that's a very good thing for the game of golf.
I'm not as good as Tory Pines, okay, because Tiger Woods made the cut. Justin Rose tied the scoring record, leads by 3 over Hideki Matsuyama, 5 over Ryan Palmer, John Rahm, and Billy Horschel. What's up with Justin Rose? He just gets better with age.
People tend to want to count him out for some reason. He's one of the great front runners in our game. I really have a hard time envisioning him not winning this golf tournament, because when he gets out front, he knows what to do and he's not afraid to do it. Number one ranked player in the world, 39 years old. It's really and a joyful young man as well. He's fun to be around, and there are legions of stories of people who have spent time with him, and he's just a regular guy. He doesn't carry himself in any kind of manner that suggests that he's a world-class athlete, and yet he is a world-class athlete. If you recall, at the very beginning when he turned professional, right away he got sideways with the media, or the media got sideways with him. A story that probably didn't need to be told that ran in GQ magazine, and it took some quotes that Tiger claims are off the record, and the writer says not. And from that point forward, Tiger really didn't trust the media. He spent as little time as possible with the media, and he mastered the art of talking to the media and saying absolutely nothing about the Western value. And it didn't get helped by the fire hydrant and all that ensued after that. But I think there's kind of a truce, and it's probably just wisdom that comes with age more than anything else. I think he understands that the media has a job to do. They're not out to get him. They're not trying to, dig up any dirt or stories on him. All the stories that are out there have been told already.
Exactly.
So I think he's coming to terms with the idea that the media is not the enemy. And the media is starting to view him with a little bit more friendship and certainly a great deal more respect. Particularly given what he's done coming back from the health situation that he found himself in the last several years.
I have about 30 seconds. And as the AJGA, are you still president, Jim?
I am president of the board of the AJGA.
Yes. Lucy Lee doing the Apple commercial, do you think that was okay, or was it ill-conceived?
No, it was a blatant violation of amateur status rules. We're expecting a decision from the USGA on that this week. There have been instances where an infraction like that has been waived from time to time. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think that the family has not cooperated with the USGA in their attempts to understand what happened. And she could very easily have her amateur status revoked for some indefinite period of time, and I think deservedly so.
Great talking with you. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. Go to globalgolfpost.com and check out GTP Plus. You'll really like the work that's being done there. That's globalgolfpost.com, GTP Plus. Thanks, Jim, for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you very much for having me on today. Cheers.
And now, I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Creative Plumbing, 30 years doing the plumbing for large businesses or small, for residential communities or single-family homes. High-rises in need of a plumbing stack redo. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Futurestone's master craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork. It's Futurestone, only the best. Oboe Extraction. When it floods or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oboe Extraction on site in 90 minutes. 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Hawaii Consignment Center, looking to downsize, find out what your family treasures like. thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Daniel. This is the Golf Club.